Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. I know that a lot of politicians would like to tell you a lie. And I'd like to say, well, no, of course we have not legalized hard drugs here in the Pacific Northwest. I call that a lie because I think we have effectively legalized hard drugs in the Northwest. Now, you say, what's the difference between effectively doing it and actually doing it? Well, there's about a gnat's eyelash difference between fully legalizing hard drugs like heroin and cocaine and methamphetamine and fentanyl and everything else and what they've actually done, because they can say, well, officially they're still illegal, although you really couldn't tell that they're illegal based on how Oregon and Washington are acting right now. And the state of Washington in particular has a deadline to make a decision between now and July. The state must decide, do we make drug possession a crime at all in the state? And I thought we'd ask Senator John Brown about that. Senator, it's good to have you back on the program. This is a crazy situation that Oregon, through a citizen vote, legalized hard drugs. Washington state has effectively done it because the state Supreme Court struck down the longstanding state law that made illegal drug possession a felony and knocked it down to where it's effectively legalized at this point, is it not?
That's right, Lars. The Blake decision did actually make possession of hard drugs legal, and then the Democratic majorities in the legislature passed a bill to address that terrible decision in 2021, which, for all practical purposes, reinforcement. Technically, it's a misdemeanor, but because the misdemeanor is difficult to enforce, it only is 30 to 90 days. Most jurisdictions, in fact, nearly every jurisdiction, you know, conservative and liberal in the state of Washington, is not enforcing it. Not only that, even before they enforce it, they're required to give what's called a referral, which that's a whole other discussion. But essentially, it's the police officer, law enforcement officer, you know, if they find someone with hard drugs, they can't arrest them. They have to give them directions to the nearest, you know, area to get services, which, as you can imagine, is not super effective in helping these folks and getting them off their addiction.
No, and in fact, I'll use Oregon as an example. Last year, the police wrote something like 16,000 or 17,000 tickets because it was reduced to a violation. And they were required to tell the person, this is a $100 ticket that you have to pay unless you call this 800 number and have a conversation. Let them offer you treatment. You can say no, and then you don't even have to pay the ticket. So the ticket is a piece of waste paper. In Washington state, if they catch you with hard drugs once and they offer you directions to treatment, a phone number, an address, and then they catch you a second time and offer you again chance of treatment, then if they catch you a third time, only then does it become a misdemeanor. Except if the police are told you can't really do anything with anybody with hard drugs, why would they even bother with the first two, with citing the person or telling a person you should call this number and talk to them about treatment or services? They're probably not doing it at all. In Oregon, they wrote something like 17,000 tickets, and not a single person went into treatment as a result.
That's right. These referrals, and when they were invented by the current majorities, the police officers didn't even know what they meant. There's no way to track them. So, as you say, they have to do it legally. They have to offer two referrals, but there's no system to track it. There's no way of knowing they catch someone with hard drugs. There's no way of knowing if they've had one referral, two referrals, a dozen referrals. So for all practical purposes, there's no way to enforce the possession of drugs. And here's the important thing. Here's why it really matters. This isn't about, you know, necessarily the old war on drugs where we're going to put everybody in jail. This is about getting people to treatment and keeping them in treatment. This is about saving their lives. Here's the reality. Even before all this, the only reason people were in jail, in prison for hard drugs is either they were dealing or the law enforcement was trying to keep them alive. Right now, we're not even trying to keep them alive, and it's very discouraging.
All right, so Senator Brown, tell me this July deadline, describe why July is the drop-dead deadline for this, and describe what you think is going to happen in Olympia early next year.
Well, the way the bill was written in 2021, it basically said if nothing is done before this July deadline, we go back to the Blake decision, which did in fact make the possession of hard drugs completely legal. So there's So the folks who want to do that, they know if they just hold their breath long enough, they're going to get what they want because the law already goes their way if nothing is done. Now, I think we're building momentum here. There's folks, I think some folks on the other side of the aisle that understand this has been a disaster. This is not good for the state of Washington. Right now, if you're under 50 in the state of Washington, you're more likely to die from a drug overdose than any other cause. This is a health disaster, and I think they're starting to realize that. So I am a little bit optimistic that we can put together a coalition from both sides of the aisle that will pass a bill that will give law enforcement and prosecutors some leverage to get people into treatment and save their lives.
Well, and let me advance a theory to you, Senator, and you tell me if you think I'm right or wrong. I've been told by the FBI that about 2/3 of all the murders in Oregon and Washington are happening because of gang activity. Now, this isn't gangs selling furniture or used cars. They sell drugs. So a lot of the disputes that leave neighborhoods littered with shell casings and, you know, people getting shot in this way are getting shot by people who are in the illegal drug business. So it's not just a threat that somebody overdoses from fentanyl or their kid takes heroin and dies of an overdose. It also means that even if you have no connection to it at all, if your neighborhood gets shot up and you happen to catch one of the rounds that gets thrown around by these gangbangers, it's because of drugs. I mean, the end result is because of the drugs that are at the center of all this. Would you agree?
I do agree, and it's whether it's violent crime, as you describe, or property crime, a whole bunch of the crime surge we've seen in the last 2 years is being driven by drug activity, whether it's gang-related or folks trying to support their addiction through different forms of property crime. It's all driving up the crime across our state, and I think across the Northwest.
All right, so what do we do about it? I mean, do you have the votes? And if the Democrats are going to vote no against it, what are they going to tell the public about why they're voting down some kind of serious treatment of hard drugs?
So I know we have 20 votes on our side of the aisle to do something about this. As I said earlier, I'm optimistic we're going to find votes on the other side, but it's no sure thing yet. So we have to keep pressure on that. Make sure folks understand if they sit idle on this, if they don't do something that puts things back in balance, that allows law enforcement and prosecutors to go after these issues and hold people accountable, get them into treatment. If they don't do that, we're going to have more deaths because of overdose. We're going to have more crime, whether it's violent or nonviolent crime, because of drug activity. And they're going to bear the responsibility for that.
Yeah, which I don't know. I would love to get a Democrat on the show, Senator Brown, and ask them about this. Unfortunately, there aren't any Democrats out there who've got a backbone willing to actually take some tough questions and say, are you going to solve this problem?